On this edition of House Matters, government in discussion with the International Monetary Fund IMF on a successor arrangement. And Finance Minister says there's no shortage of foreign exchange in the country. Stay tuned. The International Monetary Fund IMF country team is returning to Jamaica this week to continue discussions with the government on a successor arrangement that could be supported by the organization. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, made the disclosure in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, September 20. In 2013, Jamaica signed a $932.3 million US dollar four-year extended fund facility EFF agreement with the IMF to support a comprehensive economic reform agenda for the country. This agreement ends in April 2017.
Our emphasis is on accelerating economic growth by pursuing more strategic and transformative private sector investment, creating more fiscal space to increase our capital spending while targeting such spending on infrastructure that supports our growth strategy.
Other focus areas include realigning the country's tax structure towards indirect taxation with a view to stimulating economic efficiency, while broadening and safeguarding the revenue base through enforcement and compliance actions. Emphasis will also be placed on improving Jamaica's economic solvency through active liability management operations aimed at extending its debt maturities and further reducing the island's annual public debt service costs where possible. Mr. Shaw says focus will also be placed on maintaining fiscal and debt sustainability and strengthening Jamaica's competitiveness and business climate by further elimination of red tape and other legal and administrative bottlenecks. Meanwhile, the finance minister is assuring that there is no shortage of foreign exchange in the market. Minister Shaw says the value of the Jamaican dollar against the United States US dollar was $127.90 on September 16. He notes that the depreciation of the Jamaican dollar in recent weeks has triggered some legitimate concerns by local businesses, given that Jamaica has, according to the International Monetary Fund, achieved a broadly competitive exchange rate against its major trading partners.
The value has depreciated by 4.8% for the fiscal year to date, compared with a depreciation of 3.2% in the same period of the last fiscal year. Based on the available data, the Bank of Jamaica has indicated that the recent movements of approximately 0.5% per month are more or less in line with its expectations.
Mr. Shaw says the higher-than-expected fiscal year-to-date depreciation reflects the excessive movement of 3.6% that took place during the June quarter, when unusually large capital account transactions occurred. The finance minister added that additional demand during August correlates with increased private sector credit expansion and a surge in imports, as reflected in customs data from the Asacuda system. In the meantime, the government made a confirmation order in Parliament on Tuesday regarding the departure tax. In June 2016, the government increased the departure tax from US$14.53 to US$35 as part of the revenue measures for this fiscal year.
Part of the background, you should be aware that in 2009, the departure tax was increased, in fact, to US$20. But due to devaluation, it came down to $14.53. So we have now decided, of course, to denominate the departure tax in US dollars, and it is set at $35 in US dollars so that it won't be depleted by any kind of negative movement in the exchange rate.
Minister of Finance and Public Service, Audley Shaw. The order was confirmed by the House. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, September 24, between 10 and 4 p.m. at the Black River High School. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, September 24, 10 to 4 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.